been playing a game sort of this week. It's a very Holy Week kind of game, I have to warn you, so it's maybe not that entertaining if you're not me. But I saw this, a clergy friend of mine shared it on Facebook, and it was sort of a challenge meme thing. And it said, describe your congregation with one word. And I'll pause to let you all think of your word. And then it continues. You can't use welcoming, family, community, or loving.
Organized.
Funny.
Tenacious.
Kind. I was reading tonight's scripture, and this is one of those sort of fixed days in the church year. We always read this story on this day because it's an important story. I was thinking, Jesus today would not have passed this challenge. He gives us one word. Love one another as I have loved you, and by this everyone will know that you are my followers, that you love one another. And we often, I think, we like that. We like to describe ourselves as a loving community that's welcoming and sort of like family. If you ask most church people, that's the first thing that'll come to their minds. I bet it was the first thing that came to some of your minds. And we miss that this isn't where Jesus starts. He doesn't say, well, you're supposed to love one another. This is sort of the keystone. It's the thing that holds 3 years of ministry and the rest of this evening together for Jesus. It's not just about love. Sort of fleeting thing there. Our culture has a hard time with love the way Jesus means it tonight, I think. It's not a Hallmark card occasion. It's not the thing that happens when you're in a good mood. You have to be a little tenacious. A sense of humor helps. A little organization. A lot of kindness. And this attitude of service that Jesus really highlights on this night with his followers. To be the kind of person who knows that your relationship with others is more important than your perceived station. So when Peter gets all upset about Jesus washing his feet, it's not Peter having sort of a Peter moment. He has a lot of those, so it's easy to get confused. This is Peter, I think, being desperately afraid that someone has mistaken his teacher, his beloved friend, for the servant. That this means that they don't respect the person Peter respects most of all. Which is what that would have meant in a lot of other contexts. Peter isn't having a thing. He's correctly understanding the society he lives in. He's trying to make sure that Jesus, his teacher, his best friend, is treated the way Peter would like to treat Jesus all of the time. Of all of Peter's mistakes, this might be one of the better ones he makes. Because Jesus knows, as Jesus almost always knows when it's Peter, Jesus knows something Peter isn't catching on to. And this isn't about Jesus getting enough respect, the honor due his station as their rabbi, as the Messiah even. This is about Jesus honoring the relationship between himself and his disciples. I think what a lot of words we try to use around churches, even welcoming and loving and family and community, we're trying to capture that same thing Peter is trying to capture tonight. That here is a place where we honor relationship and we see each other as important. Except when we do it really well, we avoid the platitudes, we avoid the superficial things that Peter is worried about, not because they aren't important, but because we know that the people who come in our doors, the people we encounter in our lives, are so much more important than any of those things. Which is exactly what we are here to remember tonight. That we are the kind of people who, when given the chance, will join Jesus kneeling on the floor, washing others' feet. We'll set up meals and make sure everyone has more than enough to eat, and there's still food in the fridge if anyone's at all hungry. We are the kind of people who can see the importance of honoring the relationship we have with each other, that we have with each other because of Jesus, because of what started on this night so many years ago, with the washing of feet and the breaking of bread and the sharing of wine, with this thing that we remember frequently, but that we remember especially this evening and this week. That somehow it all started here, at a table with friends, where differences could be set aside because who was at the table was so very important. Amen.